Well, BBC Radio Manchester.
This morning, we're marking that 100 years, the centenary of the outbreak of the First World War, or at least the day that Britain enjoined the battle. And we're telling you some of the stories and behind some of the names on war memorials in Greater Manchester. One church near Fallowfield has got almost £10,000 from the Heritage Lottery Fund to discover and document the stories of men from the parish who died in 1914-18 war. Well, this is a report from BBC Reading Manchester's Kevin Fitzpatrick.
Well, as soon as you walk into St Chad's Church in Ladybourne, straight away you notice the large boards which have brought this project to life. They tell the story of Ladybourne at the time of the outbreak of war, and also the stories of the men who went to fight in it. And there are a couple of glass cabinets here just in front of the boards, empty at the moment, but they'll be full in time for the official opening of this project tonight, with medals and artefacts which belong to some of the soldiers from here themselves. And I'm with church historian Robert Nichols and also the rector Elizabeth Davis. So Robert, just tell us what we've got here.
Well, we've got a board that effectively tells the story of all the men of this area who went to fight in the First World War. The board is the outcome of some assiduous research by one of our people here called John Davis, who's been responsible for putting together this book. And it tells effectively where the people went, where they died, what year they died, where they came from, where they lived, and any other family details that have become available to us. It's a unique record, built partly from our own parish magazines of the time, which survive and which contained details of all the people who went to fight, all the people who died, and a lot of letters from them as well, which gives a good indication of what life was like on the front.
And you've managed to find lots of photographs, or the project has. And this is a church, we're just inside it. The actual war memorial for this area is inside the church just to our right. And there's a couple of special windows as well, which show, as a church, how it's always remembered its war debt.
Yes, we've got three stained glass windows in the church. Of course, the church was only 7 years old when the First World War started. Two of those windows commemorate the Sawyer-Scott brothers, one of whom died on the Somme in 1915 and the other one died at Ypres in 1916. Those windows were done slightly after the end of the war, and a small bequest was given to the church to ensure that flowers are kept on or by that window every week, and we maintain that requirement to this day.
So, Elizabeth, lots of effort has gone into making this project as good as it possibly can be, including these books, which will be given to people tonight at this official opening.
We will. The books are free. The books are written by John Davis, and they're part of the whole project. They'll be given out to people who come this evening to the opening ceremony, which will be at 7 o'clock. Everybody is welcome. The exhibition will be opened by John Leach, our MP, and the Lord Mayor will be here with us as well. The opening ceremony will be followed at 8 o'clock by a vigil service when we commemorate those who have died, when we remember the events of the past, and when we lament the sorrow of that time.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us. That's the rector here, Elizabeth Davis. Also, the church historian, Robert Nichols. So as we've been hearing, lots of churches and communities across Greater Manchester and beyond are remembering the war dead today with special services. This one begins tonight at 7 o'clock. Everyone is welcome. And in the future, you will be able to come and have a look at these boards and see the stories of the people who lived around here and went to fight in the First World War.